2015, 2016, and even left me behind in 2017. But then we wonder why our lives are in such a mess.
Amen.
We are left behind and ain't even thought about going back and getting here. We don't want to be in his presence any longer because we think we can do everything by ourselves. We don't want to seek God while we can because we don't want the good and pureness of God to fall fresh upon us. Therefore, we would have to act differently than we're acting right now. I want to be man, so I'm going to stay man. I'm not going to go down to that church house. The scripture says, and I'm going to paraphrase a lot of this, we ought not overlook the fact and the story that Jesus was missing in Mary and Joseph's life. He was lost. We don't make sure that he's walking with us and talking with us and filling us up.
Amen.
We don't go to prayer meetings and we don't go to Bible study in Sunday school.
Right.
We don't spend no time with the Lord.
Yeah.
Only thing we want to do is just go out and do what we do. Come get our hair done and come to church on Sunday to show our face and show off. But God ain't interested in how good you make you look. God ain't interested in how you want to walk and talk. God is interested in how you behave with him. If you're going to be about your father's ministry, you got to be about the Lord. You can't be questioning all that other stuff out there. You can't be walking around talking about, I like Joel Osteen because he brings it real. Joel Osteen wants nothing real. The only thing he got is a prosperity preacher that's going to tell you that you're going to be all right and he's going to ask for your money and you're going to be broke because... But just like Mary and Joseph did, we got to turn around and bind ourselves back.
Yeah.
We can't be focused on the journey and not pay attention to Jesus.
That's right.
We have to make sure that he's present in our lives and that he's following us and we're following him. We can't be caught up in this worldly stuff.
All right.
But our worldly concern, focused on worldly positions and our worldly purpose. We got to move behind these things and don't leave Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get caught up in values.
Yeah. All right.
Get caught up in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
We get caught up in things like wealth and appearances.
Yeah.
We get caught up in things like our achievements and our goals. I know so many folks here, I'm not just black, because I can't be that. I'm not that vague, you know. To put the alphabet behind my name. Put senior behind you because it don't make no difference to God.
All right.
I'm just like everybody else.
Right.
I don't care if I'm a doctor, a lawyer, or Indian chief. God trusts and treats everybody in the same manner. It don't make no difference how many degrees you got. It don't make no difference what school you went to. It don't make no difference who you think you are. God looks at your heart and tells you who you are. We get distracted when we get those things.
Uh-huh.
It clouds our minds.
Uh-huh.
The technology that we have takes our attention away from God.
That's right.
Cell phones and the internet.
Right.
Always caught up in the culture of this world. Walk around here with the bags as well, telling folks I ain't gonna take no L. But the bottom line, if you ain't focused on Jesus,
uh-huh,
you got a hell of a man.
Because
he's the only one that can save you. He's the only one you need to be trusted in. You don't need to be trusted in that man out there on the corner because he ain't got nothing for you. Only thing he's trying to do is get his hustle on. He ain't got no life behind what he's doing right now. You got to tell him that I'm a child of God.
I want to find him.
you what is in his place at. And I know that first place that he's in, I'm going to tell you about that place that he's in all the time. So I'm going to turn back to Jesus. I don't know about anybody in here, but if you ain't turned back to Jesus, today is your day. You want to stand up, turn around, and tell the Lord that I'm coming your way. I want to find the Lord. I want to be with the Lord. I want to love you. I want to hold you. I want you to hold me and pour out. The thing that makes this story so memorable in the life was the picture of Mary and Joseph searching for Jesus. We see them moving through the night anxiously, searching everywhere along the road. We see them looking all through Jerusalem. And the word says, after three days of sleepless and sorrowful efforts, they find him at last. And they realized that he stayed behind on purpose. Which made me conclude that they were upset with him. Because if I was to put my kid and I found him, what I found him for. Amen. Amen. But Jesus gave them an answer that was absolutely priceless. He said to them, why were you looking for me? He said, why all this anxiety and anxiousness and constant searching everywhere for me? After all, he said, where else would I be but here with my Father in his house? In other words, he said, the temple of God is my Father's house. The King James version reads, didn't you know I'd be about my Father's business? The Greek word for business is cherub, which is focused on necessity, for the revival of necessity. It is what one needs, or things we need, are supply of what we need in this life. Ignatius, which means performance, to take a task. Audio, expressing what one owns, things, company, house. My Father's business is a great business. I'm going to go down to my Father's house and take care of my Father's business. And the guaranteed business teaches us that God's purpose cannot be upset. As Jesus tells us that I will build my church. His programs can't be diverted because the gates of hell cannot prevail. God's power cannot be withstood because success is certain. Therefore, we must conclude that Christ is not hard to find if we look for it. He is as close to us as we are to ourselves. We gotta trust that God is in each and every heart that's in here right now. All you need to do is turn around and look deep inside yourself. Christ in his hand, in his Father's house. And then trust and know that your body is the temple of God. That your body is God's house. That your heart is a place that burns. Then you got to find God right up in yourself. You got to put him out there for all these witnesses. You got to put him in the design. You got to make them make it up there. You got to put him in the main door. They're going to make it up there. All you need to do is come down in your heart. Your brother will change your heart. And you stir up the fire. Light-filled and positive places in our own souls. He can be found again at those places in our hearts where we see that the Father knows what's best for us and we can be in his presence. At those places where we can find God at the center of our lives. He's the center of our joy. We just like to know where to look for him at. He can be found again at those places in our hearts. When we accept the gospel fully and without reservation, when we allow God to accept us in spite of all our failures. and all my sins. He can be found again and go fishing in our heart for the fruit of the Spirit. Our struggle to get out and be born in. Wherever faith, hope, and love is if we can find a place where God is at, where we find joy and peace and patience, God will be there. And all these things will be down to Christ in our whole house. And we'll find it to be true that the Spirit of Christ still lives in each and every one of you, even in the midst of your sorrow, even in the midst of your struggle. No matter what you're going through, that the living of praise is the timing and the right place. Stop looking around here for the hope and all the wrong reasons. You need to name yourself and fall on your knees and ask God to take you on you. Take me on. Show me the way. Nothing that I have never been loved before. And I'm just sitting aside to come on here. We got to put them on the outside,
all right.
And Father on the inside, where Christ still resides in everybody. But sometimes we think we miss it because the flame is dull. We have to stir up the flame.
That's right.
Stir up the fire in our hearts so that God can come in.
Man.
We got to love him and trust him.
Yes.
And we got to know that he was born for us.
Man.
He lived for us.
Yes.
He died for us.
Yes.
And was raised again for us. We just got to trust in him. And hold to his powerful hands. The psalmist says, you gave me my hands to reach out to man, to show him your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears, I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but I can wipe away their tears. You gave me my voice to speak your word, to sing all your praises to those who never heard. But with my eyes, I see the need for more availability. I see hearts that have been broken, so many people to free. Lord, available, my will I give to you. I'll do what you say. Do use me, Lord. To show someone the way, and they want me to stay. My storage is empty, and I'm available to you. You know, in this journey, we all want to march forward. We all think the mandate is to hit the high road. We all want to be rich and famous. You know, that's why we got that's how that religion called Scientology got started. They went to a movie star, and everybody wanted to be rich and famous like a movie star. They went over there and found out it was a cult. Found out what you got in, you can't get out. Didn't have nothing to do with Jesus. But we start searching for things. We have Jesus right here in our hearts. We got folks that search for a quick high. So they go out and they hit the pipe. That methamphetamine ain't nothing to be messing with. So they take a hit of that, and that becomes their new high. But they were searching in all the wrong places. Because it was right there all the time. Anybody watch The Wiz? I ain't talking about The Wiz, I'm talking about The Wiz. But what Dorothy was looking for, she had the whole time. somebody here today, if you look up to Jesus.